history would be made. She had to get to her place of employment for what else to get paid. She covered her waffles in some Aunt Jemima's as she dressed herself up nicely and walked out to the bus stop at 9 a.m. precisely. Rosa Parks is a smart black lady who stood up for what was right. Rosa Parks is a smart black lady. Black lady Rosa Parks. Worked at the cotton gin, the local clothing shop. Her only friends were those at the bus stop. She always attended church, where her pastor, was the only one who looked after her. Rosa Parks is a smart black lady who stood up for what was right. Rosa Parks is a smart black lady. Black lady Rosa Parks. The bus arrived right on time at the corner of 5th and Main. When she walked on the bus, she didn't expect the pain.
"Get in the back of the bus," said the driver.
"But why?"
Rosa Parks asked.
"'Cause you can't sit in the front without your current bus pass."
Rosa Parks is a smart black lady who stood up for what was right. Rosa Parks is a smart black lady. Black lady Rosa Parks.
"With all due respect, sir,"
Rosa Parks began.
"I have a bus pass."
"Then sit on your can."
Rosa sat in the front seat and everything was fine. Until she realized she was in the slave cell seat and people screamed, "She's mine!
She's mine! No, she's mine!
No, I already called her, she's mine."
Rosa Parks was sold back into slavery and was told not to make a sound. She worked the rest of her life in the fields. And that's how it really went down.